blackness. Is the apostles always describe it as sleep. I would not have you, brethren, sorrow as others who have no hope concerning them which are asleep. If they were in heaven, he could have said it's concerning them which are in heaven. They're someplace better. They've gone on. He could have said that, but that's not what the truth is. The truth is that they sleep. And why do I say that? I guess I kind of got off on a tangent. But hey, 1 Thessalonians if you want to know more. But he shall have judgment without mercy that is shown in mercy. Jesus, hey, look at people say, well, the gospel says we forgive us, you know. Same teaching. Paul says, forgive others as Christ also hath forgiven you. I'll tell you what, if you don't, do you think you're going to inherit the kingdom of heaven? Do you think if by exhibiting that work of the flesh, unforgiveness, which isn't listed, but Paul said in Galatians 5 that such like, things like that, you know, sin. If you exhibit lack of forgiveness, no mercy on people, no mercy, you're going to receive judgment without mercy. Like the parable Jesus gave. A man to whom was forgiven much. He was forgiven much by the king, and then he went out and he found a guy who owed him just a little. And he threw him in prison. And the judge who forgave him his debt was wroth with him. You should have also shown mercy on him that owed you little. So, we don't want to be merciless people. We want to be merciful. Again, merciful, these things have to be done by the Spirit, because you think, okay, I guess always got to be nice, got to be a doormat, let people have what they want. Well, look at, you have to love your neighbor. And that sometimes means, you know, it's a cliche, tough love, right? But it says, thou shalt not hate thy neighbor in thy heart. If you see him sin, you will rebuke him. Okay? It doesn't always mean making people comfortable. Sometimes you make people uncomfortable. Sometimes you say things that offend people. But you're speaking the truth in love. Not in a way just, I'm speaking the truth. No, but you're speaking the truth in love. With the idea of trying. You are attempting to provoke to good. Provoke to repentance. Provoke, you know, you can be merciless in silence. I'm not going to say anything. Just let them do it. Let them burn. Let them burn. You know? Mercy rejoices against judgment. Mercy rejoiceth. I mean, it exalts over, you know? Exalts over judgment. It's exalted. It exalts itself. Ah, mercy is more glorious than judgment. It is. Think about it. Forgiving something rather than, you know, showing mercy is more glorious than judgment. That's why. But God made vessels to wrath and vessels to mercy. On the vessels of wrath, he's going to show wrath. On the vessels of mercy, he's going to show mercy. Vessels of mercy also show mercy to other people. It's impossible to be a vessel of mercy, a true vessel of mercy, and to not have mercy. This is the truth. You're going to get judged without mercy if you don't show mercy. Again, it doesn't mean in everything people get left off. I look at the example of Paul. Now, some people would think, well, Paul was the apostle of mercy. Yeah, well, you know, he says, these guys, they keep preaching the false gospel. I delivered them to Satan that they could learn not to blaspheme. See, there's the mercy. Because I want them to learn not to blaspheme. So I delivered them to Satan. Have no fellowship. If anyone that be called a brother be a fornicator or a covetous, have no, with such a person, don't eat. Don't have any fellowship with them. Don't fellowship with those people. Is it because I'm not merciful? I don't want to give them my, no, it's like, what, like my company is some great mercy? Here, you can come to my house. I'm being merciful. What's better mercy says, no, until you repent, you cannot come around me. That's mercy. Why? Because you're pushing them towards righteousness, towards godliness, even if they don't fully receive it. You know, you can't say, you know what's merciless is to say in your heart, there's no hope for them. I give up on them. Did God give up on you when you were so stubborn? When you were so bleakly ungodly? He'd look at you and say, how could that guy get saved? Look at him. He didn't care about nothing. He didn't believe in God. He didn't believe in anything. But what? God? Did God say, forget him? No. Why do you take that attitude with other people? They're not going to be saved. Forget it. Why waste your time? I've tried. Hey, you know, the heretic that after the first and second admonition, reject, okay? If anyone preach a gospel other than this gospel, Paul said, let him be accursed. Let him be accursed. And because those kind of things are different kinds of works. But even so, you let them be accursed. It doesn't mean, slash their tires and put sugar in their gas tank. You know, a lot of things people do, you know, take them to law, take them to sue them, you know. Mercilessly pursue, collect your debt, blah, 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 you know. People sometimes think of things as being unmerciful that are so petty. You know, it's like, he won't let me have what I want. They won't let me do that because they say this is sinful. It's like, that's not merciless. If they were merciful, they'd let me have what I want. They'd give me what was pleasing to me. They'd scratch my itching ears. They'd stop vexing me with their silly righteousness. Again, don't let the wicked define mercy. Okay? What they want. What would be good for them. The mercy of God towards me was that in my sin, he didn't just make me feel good. He made me feel terrible. That was mercy. I felt awful. I was vexed. I had nightmares. That's mercy. Make them feel bad. Feelings. I mean, it's one thing, it's one thing throwing people in prison and you know, I swear today in our country, when I say I swear, I don't mean it. I should probably learn how to use not a different word, but I'm telling you the truth. That's all I mean. I'm telling you the truth. In our society today, people have become so soft that just the littlest thing, he's so obnoxious.